Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM The Word, and you're listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me this evening, as is every evening when I'm so blessed, is my forever bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
Oh, thank you, my husband, Bulla. Hey, guess what? Today is Freedom Friday.
Oh, Freedom Friday.
You know what that means?
Well, that means we've got a special guest in the house tonight.
Amen.
That'll be Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church at 823 Olive Avenue. Good evening, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bulla. Lady Lynette, so
Amen.
Glad to be here again in the house.
Hallelujah.
Well, Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. Also in Arizona, where Brother Charles is at right now,
Amen.
On Grace 91.1 FM. Streaming is available, www.995theword.com, and also www.grace911.com.
Amen. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor James Williams are available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or just need a word of encouragement, please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
We send our love and aloha to all our men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs.
Amen.
Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, WCCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona. We pray for you and your family and ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your life.
Amen.
And we also want to give a shout out to our Eloy Detention Center and our lovely sisters there. You know, we want to send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for the Grace 91.1 FM program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of the Fishers of Men, along with the leadership of Pastor James Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahilona.
God bless you, Fishers of Men, and have a successful women's conference on tomorrow.
That's coming up. That's right. And to our primary sponsor right here for The Word, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
God bless you, Chris, and we just thank you for your heart of compassion for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated.
Well, Fridays are special days for us because that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got it right this time.
He's an awesome God, Pastor Bulla.
He's an awesome God, Hallelujah. Pastor Williams.
Hallelujah. So good to be in the house.
So good to have you all the way from LMIC up in Wahiawa, 823 Olive Avenue.
Olive.
Oh, yes.
Well, I know you've got a powerful word for us tonight, but before we do that, we've got a special song, and this is from Youthful Praise. This might be something that you would be familiar with, Pastor, and
yes,
that would
sir.
Be Lord, You're Mighty.
Oh, yes.
Yes, He is.
Lord, You're mighty. your name in
yes.
all the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen, amen. Our Lord is mighty, Pastor. He yes, is he so is. Mighty. Hallelujah.
I love that Hallelujah. Song, Pastor Bula, because he is a mighty God.
Well, you know, we've had such a wonderful week up at LMAIC, the power of prayer, and just seen so many wonderful things happening. And
amen.
Coming this Sunday will be another wonderful service. But tonight, Pastor, I know you have a word going into the weekend for our brothers and sisters, and even those that aren't locked up, because you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. Earlier today, Pastor, you said we live in paradise, but yet there's so many things around us. And I shared with you, you can live in paradise, but still be paralyzed.
Yes, sir. You can be paralyzed because the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
Again, it's so grateful to be here on Freedom Friday. So many of you encouraged me about the word on last Friday concerning worry. And so we want to talk, Pastor Bula. I want to share a word the Lord gave me about how to get through the valley.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, we all have valley highs or valley lows, mm-hmm. if you want to call it.
That's right.
And I want to highlight in Psalms 23, a very familiar passage. You know, most all of us growing up, we know Psalms 23. Mm-hmm. But I want to pull some things out that I believe will help us during our valley times.
Amen.
And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water.
Amen.
He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Pastor Bula, first verse 4 is really what I want to highlight.
Yes.
"Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thou rod and thou staff, thou comfort me." God wants to bring comfort to you today. You may be in a valley state, but a valley is simply a depression between two high points.
Oh, amen.
Let me say that again. A valley is simply a depression between two high points, meaning he said, "I walk through the valley."
That's
when
right.
When you're in the valley, just keep moving.
Keep moving.
He already qualified that the Lord is with you. I believe they say he's the lily of the valley, Pastor Bula.
Amen.
And so when we're walking through the valley, you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving through the valley because the Lord is with you. And when you're in the valley, don't worry about that shadow of death. Pastor Bula, for a shadow to be in the valley, that means the sun has to be shining.
Hallelujah.
It has to
That's
be
right.
some type of light.
I like that. I like
for
that.
A shadow to mm-hmm. appear. And I believe when you're in the valley, Jesus is still shining.
Amen. I believe
that.
And
so don't worry, Pastor Bula.
Well, you know what's wonderful about that? When you look at the verse 4 of Psalms 23, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," immediately right after this, it says, "I will fear no evil."
Hallelujah.
So you're in the shadow of death, but there
yes.
is a light shining somewhere. And immediately right after that, the Lord has placed it and inspired the psalmist to write, "I will fear no evil." You have the shadow of death. There is light there. But because of the light of God himself, "I will fear no evil," it says, you know. And that is what a wonderful thing, because we don't live in fear.
That's right.
Pastor Bula, that's profound. The Bible tells us that the word is a lamp unto our feet, mm-hmm. and it's a light unto our path. And the reason it starts off saying Jesus is leading because he is the word personified. And no matter where I'm at, as long as I'm following Jesus, I have a light to my path, Pastor Bula.
Amen. Amen.
And so it's no really darkness when you're walking with Jesus because he is the light.
Hallelujah.
And so David was encouraging us to know that even though I'm in a valley, I'm headed to the mountaintop. Because I told you earlier, a valley is simply a depression between two high points.
Yes.
You may be incarcerated. You may be going through a struggle right now. You may feel you're in a valley state. And the devil in the valley, he wants to bring depression.
Yes.
Because in Ezekiel 37, Pastor Bula, I'm going to tie Ezekiel 37 in to Psalms 23.
Okay.
Because the Bible says he sat the prophet down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of dry bones.
Oh, yes.
Pastor Bula, they gave up in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And the valley was full of dry bones. Mm-hmm. He let us know the location of the dry bones.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I want to encourage you, when you're in the valley, you got to keep moving.
That's right.
David said, yea, though I walk. Walk is an action.
Amen.
Don't stop in the valley or you could end up like the dry bones.
Don't stop.
You got to move through
keep
the valley,
going.
No matter how bad it looks, no matter how dark it looks.
Hallelujah.
If Jesus is with you, he's lighting your path.
Hallelujah.
Just keep walking, and he's right where you are, and he's going to bring you to
praise
the mountaintop.
The Lord.
Well, you know,
Hallelujah.
As we concentrate on verse 4, you know, we talked about the shadow of death, comma, I will fear no evil. Then he goes, for those of you that are grammatical experts, a colon, a semicolon, because there's a connective verb right there, because he's saying, for thou art with me.
Yes.
Well, who's with you? Jesus is with you. You've known
thank
your
you,
walk
Lord.
Through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. How can you do that? Because for thou art with me. But it comes
yes.
with some things. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, some people will look at correction as something that is bad, but correction is something that's good. If you know the four corners of the box,
yes, sir.
If you're in the box, all is well. You step out of the box,
oh,
something's going to happen.
Lord.
See, we all need discipline. Because like you say, Pastor, the word of discipline is disciple. You cannot be one without the other. They
that's
go hand
right.
in hand. And we're here to make disciples. And it might take a little discipline, not by us, but by the Heavenly Father, by what he does through us, because it's not about anything we do.
Come on, Pastor Bula. I love what you said. Pastor Bula, you highlighted something. In verse 4, it closes by saying, comfort me.
That's right.
That means we all going to go through valley experiences. But Jesus said, because of me, I'm going to bring you comfort.
Mm-hmm.
He can bring you comfort when you incarcerated.
That's right.
Amen.
He can bring you comfort when you in debt.
That's right.
He can bring you comfort when you in whatever
that's
you
right.
in.
Oh, yes.
So
thank
don't
you, Jesus.
Get lost in the valley. Pastor
that's
Bula,
right.
we had been talking, and I remember in high school, they used to have what's called a pep rally.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where I grew up at, a pep rally was really designed to get the team pumped up.
That's
because
right.
they was going out to play someone else.
And that's right.
They already was, in essence, they was prophesying victory.
That's right.
They
Amen.
Was getting their team. And so we on the right team, Pastor Bula.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And so we need to find people that are in the valley. And we need to let them know we having a pep rally for you in the
yes.
valley.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ has already given us the victory. So you may be in the valley now, but I want to encourage you that you coming to the mountaintop.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bula, another thing I want to highlight in 1 Kings chapter 20 is something so profound. 1 Kings chapter 20, and I want to highlight verse 28 to you. It says, and there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel. And Pastor Bula, and it says, and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is the God of the hills, but he is not God of the valley.
Amen.
Satan thinks we are so easily defeated in the valley. The Syrians said, we can't mess with them on the mountaintop.
That's right.
Because their God is the God of
that's
the
right.
mountaintop.
It's all rolling with them.
But
right.
what yep. the enemy is fooled and bamboozled about, he's also the God in the valley.
That's right.
Because
Amen.
The Bible says he's the lily in the valley.
The lily
and
in the
so
valley.
So when the enemy thinks you're going to give up in the valley, you're about to have a pep rally in the valley. And so that's why when we're going through the valley, one thing I want to highlight, Pastor
yes.
Bula, what we want to tell the people today is praise your way through the valley.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's
right.
what I want to leave
right.
you with. The way you get through the valley is through praise.
That's
yes.
right.
You got to praise your way through the valley, Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing. You know, back in Psalms, in the fourth verse of chapter 23, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How can incarceration comfort me? Well,
wow.
it gave you a place of safe haven. It gave you a place of correction. You see, sometimes you need correction so that you can make the connection to get your direction. Right now, you don't have a direction, but you need correction in your life so that God can make that connection with you. Once you have correction with your connection, you're going to have the direction. See, you're not living the life that God wanted you to live. That's why he didn't blow that storm in your life to blow you off course. He puts you in the storm to blow you on course. And the sooner you realize who your papa is, who your daddy is, you're going to find out what you need to be doing. Because do not let the chaos of the world upset the calmness of your soul. If you get Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the calmness in your soul will never be affected by the chaos of what's going on around you.
Pastor Bula, that is so awesome. Pastor Bula, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Fear no evil.
I'm reminded Joseph was in a pit. God was with him.
Amen.
Joseph was in Potiphar's house.
Potiphar's house.
God was with him.
Amen.
Now, for all of you that's incarcerated, this third one, Joseph was in prison.
Prison.
But yet God was with him.
Hallelujah.
Don't let a sentence that man has given you stop you from doing the work of the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Word,
Joseph changed lives even in prison.
Amen.
And then the last P that Joseph was in was the palace.
The palace.
All four different locations. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Just like David said, the Lord was with him.
The Lord
is with him. It doesn't matter where you're at. The key is you want the Lord with you.
That's
Pastor Bula, in Psalms 23, the last verse, verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Pastor, for some to follow us, we got to be moving.
That's right.
He didn't say goodness and mercy is watching you.
That's right.
He said goodness and mercy is following you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I asked someone, I didn't know directions, and they said, just follow me, Pastor. Mm-hmm. I'll lead you.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in their vehicle, and they began to move.
Hallelujah.
So for me to follow them, I had to move.
You had to move, too.
When you in the valley, you got to keep moving.
Amen.
Because
amen.
Goodness and mercy is following you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So they behind you. You got to keep moving and know
keep going.
God has released two spies that's on your trail.
That's right.
You don't have to fear anything, Pastor Bula,
Hallelujah.
Because they're following us, Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing is we open up Psalms 23 with the Lord is my shepherd. We establish right now he is the leader, Lord, Savior, and shepherd. And if we are the
amen.
Sheep, we shall follow. The reason we shall not want is because we're following the shepherd who is our Lord. And they close it in verse 6 where it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Why will they follow me? Because I'm following my shepherd who happens to be my Lord.
Yes, sir.
And it closes it with, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Forever.
Now, forever. That doesn't mean just for a week, 2 weeks, 1 month, and
yes.
I got to go out and I got to go on parole. No,
yes.
Forever. And the reason for that is mercy and grace shall follow me all the days of my life.
Wow.
Pastor, this is such a powerful passage for those that are incarcerated because it has a snapshot of where they have been, where they are right now. They could be walking through the valley
Hallelujah.
Of the shadow of death.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
It didn't say the
Hallelujah.
Valley of death.
That's
it's
right.
the valley of the shadow of death. So
That's
things
right.
might be not too clear for you. Things might be a little nebulous. Things might be ambiguous. But we're telling you that the light is never unclear. The light is never ambiguous. And the light is never nebulous. The light is always clear. The light is the light of God himself. So that's how you have a shadow is by the light of God himself. So
That's
the thing
right.
is, open up your eyes. Remove the scales from your eyes. Follow the path the Lord has placed you on. You will have mercy and grace following you. And you will, because it says so in my good book, and I know it says it in your good book.
Come on,
you
sir.
Will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, forever, Pastor. I love what you said. Sometimes we may be incarcerated and think it's a dark place, but Jesus shines everywhere.
That's right.
And the Bible says that the darkness cannot comprehend the light.
Yes.
Coming out of Psalms, we said goodness and mercy shall follow you. Pastor, I love how you highlighted I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes, Lord.
A revelation on that, Pastor. A lot of times God get us through the valley and we forget about him and his house.
Amen.
Oh,
we
yes.
say, God, just get me out of this. And as soon as he gets us
we
forget about him.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But David was saying, God, I know you're going to get me through the valley, but guess what? I'm not going to give up on you.
That's right.
I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
When God brings you through the valley, it makes you want to give him more glory. Pastor,
Hallelujah.
In Acts chapter 16, I want to speak a word to everybody, but definitely those that are incarcerated, because we just said praise is what gets you through the valley.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And Paul and Silas was in prison.
That's right.
And Pastor, they could have gave up.
That's right.
But they decided instead of a pity party, they're going to have a praise party.
Amen.
I want to release something through the airways. that all assignments, all invitations for pity parties has been canceled.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's been canceled.
And invitations from heaven has been sent out, inviting each and every one of us to a praise party. It doesn't matter where you at, you can praise God.
Hallelujah.
Paul and Silas begin to praise God, and something shook. It was an earthquake. And things begin to open. What do I want to say? You may feel you incarcerated or behind bars, but you don't know your praise can open up things
That's
for
right.
your children.
Hallelujah.
Your praise can open up things for your
Thank
family.
You, Lord.
You may have a life sentence, but you can change the life of a loved one.
That's right.
You can change the life of a family member. Because Pastor, it said a bailiff came to them and wanted
That's
to
right.
kill himself. And he said, don't harm yourself. We're all together.
Yes.
So you can make a difference no matter where you are. As long as you know the Lord is with you in your valley, he's going to take you to the mountaintop.
Well, Pastor, you know, Pastor, what you talk about there, so many of us, you don't have to be incarcerated. You may be down in your spirit. You know, you may be feeling down, a little emotional. So sometimes when we want to raise our spirits, we've got to praise them in the spirit. You see, sometimes you got to raise your spirit,
praise
man.
Them in the
praise
storm.
Them in the spirit. We're going to praise them in the storm. See, that's what Paul and Silas did. Now, we talked about that at church recently, and they had been beaten. They had been beaten. They were pummeled, but you know what? They still had enough breath in them. They still had enough unction in them to praise the Lord.
That is true.
Because even though it was as bleak as they were sitting right there, they knew it was going to get better because they knew mercy and grace was following them, and they would be dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. It might be not
My
that
God.
Situation right now, but they know where they're going to end up.
That's
and Pastor, like you say, the good guys win. We read the end of the book. And so that's why the demons, they even know Jesus, but they tremble because they read the end of the book too.
That is so correct. Pastor, you said it. In Acts, it says once they begin to praise God, a shift took place, I like to say. The jail cell was open. And it not just mean naturally the bars, that means things will open up. And they came saying, what must I do to be saved? Your actions are praising God. Your actions are praying. Your actions are not giving up in a valley state, whether it's incarcerated or whether you're not behind bars, but you're incarcerated in your mind.
Amen.
When you can praise God in your valley state, it can help
Lord.
Others. Because of Paul and Silas, a bailiff and others were saved.
Hallelujah.
They were set
That's
free.
Right.
So on this Freedom Friday, won't you praise God? And I believe God will touch
Lord.
You to set someone
Thank
else
you,
free.
Hallelujah.
Because when people can see you still
you
praise
Lord.
God
That's
in
right.
your lowest,
in the lowest,
that's what a valley represents, a low state. It's
Jesus,
a low state.
Father.
But again, a valley is simply a depression between two high points.
Mm-hmm.
Higher and greater is coming. It's an in one that the Bible say your ladder shall be greater.
Amen.
Let God be God, Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, in verse 25 in the book of Acts, chapter 16, it says, and at midnight, you know, a lot of things happen at midnight, not too many good things. But it says, Paul and Silas prayed, they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. You might be praising, and someone's going to hear you tonight.
Come on, sir,
you might be praying, someone's going to hear about you.
That's
and
they,
it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake. There might be an earthquake in your spirit. There might be an earthquake, maybe not physically, but spiritually or emotionally. And the foundations of the prison were shaken. It might be the foundations of everything you've believed up to this point in time when you have that spiritual encounter with Jesus himself. And it says, it didn't say, and tomorrow, the next day, 3 days later. It said, immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose.
Come
Sometimes
on, sir.
I take some pastoral latitude and I say, immediately all the sin was removed and things were available to them. And the bondage of sin had been loosened because they were praising him in the storm. And you see the keeper of their prison, he got up. He was scared because he didn't know what was going on. Too many times when people don't know something, they fear that. And what they fear, they're going to attack, as Jesse Duplantis always says.
Right.
But the prisoner says, we still here. We just praising Jesus.
Here.
Sometimes when you're praising God, someone's going to hear you, and your praise will deliver that person, not by what you're doing,
That's
but
right.
what the Holy Spirit will do through you.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, we have a saying, when it's for God's glory, it's always for other people's gain, and it's for our growth, meaning we don't want vain glory. What we do is always for others.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bula, it goes on to say that they said, not only will he be saved, it says the house.
The house, amen.
Maybe you incarcerated. But you can save someone's household
That's right.
by what you do now.
That's right.
Because I want to encourage you. You said, Pastor, you just don't know what I'm going
That's
through.
Right.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
New creature.
Old things are passed away. You can't change what happened in the past, but you can change your future.
Yeah.
I like to say you can't go back and start over.
That's right.
But you can start now and change the ending.
Oh, hallelujah.
The thief on the cross, he couldn't go back and start over.
That's right.
But guess what? He started at that moment and changed where he was going.
Amen.
You may have a life sentence, so you can't change what has happened on this side, but you can change what's going to happen on
Praise
the other side.
Jesus.
Come on, hallelujah. Well, you know, like we always say when we minister, Pastor, you can't alter your past, but you can bring your past to the altar.
Amen.
That's
you
good.
See, and that's a wonderful thing. It's just like any of you that ever tried those weight loss programs. You can't go back and stop eating.
That's
you
right.
got to start from where you're at and hope you lose some stuff along
that's
the way.
Right.
You can't go back to change what
no,
you did before.
That,
yeah, well, that's a preach. I'm preaching to my choir right now.
Yes.
All five of them. But the thing is, it comes down to one thing, Pastor. It's all about choice.
Yes.
It's all
it
about
is.
Free will, and it's
Choose
all about choice.
Jesus.
That's right. He said, I set before you blessings and curses, life and death. We talked about that. And then he said, choose life. You can choose life even after you've been given a life sentence.
Yes, Lord.
Because you can't change what's going to take place on this side, but you can change what's going to happen on the other side.
Yes, praise
Jesus. Jesus wants you to come into his kingdom. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That's for all our listeners. No matter what you've done,
That's right.
Jesus can change the
yes,
very location and where we're going.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you
yes,
that
Lord.
You have taught us how we can get through the valley.
Thank you,
Father,
God.
We all go through valley, highs and lows
highs
of this life.
Lows.
You said in this world we shall have. Not maybe, not might, but we're going to have
That's
tribulation.
Right. We'll have tribulation.
Father, let us learn to praise you in the valley.
Yes,
and when we
Lord.
Praise you in the valley, we believe others will come asking, what must I do to
yes,
be saved?
Yes.
Father, Joseph did it. In a prison, he changed lives. Paul and Silas did it. God, I pray for those that are incarcerated, that you will use them for your glory to change lives.
Yes,
this
hallelujah.
Day and forevermore. On this Freedom Friday, we give you glory.
Yes,
we declare
Father.
We're free in Jesus' name.
Jesus, my
amen
name.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Like I always say, we got a powerful team here. You know, the Free Inside Pastoral Radio team.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so blessed you took time to come spend it with us. You could do a lot of other things. But please let your friends, let your Ohana know about this program. And let those in the module, if you're
spread
over there.
The word.
Spread
yes.
the good word. We'll be sending yes. some posters up to show you what our faces look like.
Hallelujah.
So you can put a face to the voice. But, hey, drop us a line. We thank you for all the mail we've been getting. That's
getting.
P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Hey, you're going to have a great weekend. Monday, you got Pastor Quan coming into the house.
Pastor Quan.
Get some rest. Get your sleep. If you got time, talk to Papa upstairs. He just wants to say how you doing and see how you're feeling.
Amen.
And pray for your family. The one thing you can do for your family is to pray. Hey, we'd love to stay, but you got to know by now, you're too blessed.
To be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Birds fly.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.